USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump agrees to reopen the government without allocating money for the border wall. Madison Jaciato, a Trump 2020 board member, told CNN the president is still standing firm on the need for a border wall.
Many Democrats have acknowledged now that part of a border security plan for them would be increased barriers, but these increased barriers need to be at places of vulnerability, and that's why we have Homeland Security experts coming in to help with these negotiations in a bipartisan committee.
President Trump says he hasn't conceded anything by agreeing to reopen the government for 3 weeks, but did it for the government employees who weren't being paid. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says scenes of misery have become the norm in Nicolas Maduro's Venezuela.
Millions of children are suffering from malnutrition and starvation thanks to a socialist experiment that caused the economy to collapse.
Pompeo is calling on the international community to support Venezuelan's opposition leader. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Roger Stone says he has been falsely charged with lying to investigators over his role in the leaked DNC emails from WikiLeaks that occurred during the 2016 presidential election. Speaking outside the courthouse over the shouts of protesters, Stone said he will continue to be honest in any testimony or interviews moving forward.
I intend to tell the truth. I have told the truth through this entire proceeding, and I will prove that in a court of law.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller charged the former Trump campaign advisor with 7 felonies. The measles outbreak is spreading, as USA's Wendy King explains.
In Oregon State, health officials say a case of the measles has been confirmed in the Portland area. Dr. Jennifer Vines with the Portland Health Department.
When diseases become real, I think the parents who maybe were putting off vaccines or just hadn't really made a decision, I think it gets their attention. And I think we do sometimes see a bump in vaccination after an outbreak like this, so that's certainly my hope.
Nearby, in Washington State, there's 30 confirmed cases since the beginning of the year. I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
More now on Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's call upon the U.N. Security Council to address the geopolitical crisis in Venezuela.
Mr. Pompeo said now is the time for every nation to pick a side. He went on to say this was a choice of the mayhem of Nicolas Maduro or opposition leader Juan Guaido.
9 out of 10 citizens live in poverty. Millions lack access to drinking water and food. 3 out of 4 hospitals have been abandoned. 3 million Venezuelans have been forced to flee their homeland, thereby flooding the region and threatening international peace and security.
Russia has accused the U.S. of backing a coup attempt.
A Union Pacific train collided with a school bus late Friday afternoon in Athens, Texas. The driver and one elementary student were injured. The accident left a middle school student dead. Athens Police Chief Buddy Hill says authorities want to know why that accident happened.
An investigation is being conducted by the Athens Police Department. Representatives from Union Pacific Railroad out of Omaha, Nebraska, are en route to Athens now.
At Sunday's 25th Annual Screen Actors Guild Awards, Mahershala Ali is nominated for Outstanding Performance by a Male Actor in a Supporting Role for Green Book.
How is that?
Salty.
Have you ever considered becoming a food critic?
Not really. Why, is there money in it?
I'm just saying you have a marvelous way with words when describing food.
Now celebrating its 25th anniversary, this year's SAG Awards Sunday take place at the Shrine Auditorium and are the first major awards to be announced since Tuesday's Academy Award nominations. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.